Hi, this is George Chakiris, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Marty Croft of Sid and Marty Croft Productions will join us in our second hour as we pay tribute to actress Billie Hayes. Billie Hayes, the actress who in many respects was the nucleus of many of the great Sid and Marty Croft Saturday morning shows of the 1970s. Marty Croft will join us in our second hour, plus we'll play part two of our conversation with Martha Bolton. Martha Bolton, comedy writer for Bob Hope, Phyllis Diller, and Joan Rivers. We hope to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Airbar is with us for our DVD and streaming report. Early in the segment, we talked about Public Defender. Public Defender, one of the earliest half-hour dramatic series from the golden age of television, season one and season two of Public Defender, available on DVD through Classic Flicks. Guest stars in Public Defender include a young Charles Bronson. And speaking of Charles Bronson, our friends at MPI Home Video have released all 29 episodes of the only TV series, the first and only weekly TV series starring Charles Bronson, that being Man with the Camera. Man with the Camera, now available through MPI Home Video. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, Greg, this is another example of a highly stylized show from the 1950s. It has elements of old-time radio dramas and B-movie. If this were done in the 70s, we would call Man with the Camera a gimmick show, the gimmick being a crime-solving photographer. But since it was done in the 50s, it is very heightened, a little melodramatic. The emphasis is on plot and keeping the story moving, because remember, back in the early days of, as we mentioned earlier, back in the early days of network dramas, most drama shows were 30 minutes in length, so they were written differently. And the emphasis is on plot, keeping the story moving so that you can come to a resolution in 22, 25 minutes. There really isn't an opportunity to flesh out the character as you would in an hour-long show, although Charles Bronson does his best. Charles Bronson will not remind you of Laurence Olivier, but besides his sheer physical, he was an interesting build. He was always built like a bouncer, but he doesn't have a dem dis dos type of voice. He kind of has a sort of a normal idiosyncratic voice, and he's able to use that to convey elements of character and elements of vulnerability in his early shows, particularly Man with the Camera.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch these programs and see these people in their early careers, and it is a great era of anthology television. And we didn't also mention the live era. So these shows were filmed, but a lot of these actors came out of live.
Yeah.
So there's longer takes. You know, the scenes go for longer. So they're doing like mini plays. And plus there wasn't the budget for big time action. So there were longer discussions about things that were going on. It's a series of scenes that they're doing. But, there was something to be said about the half-hour format for crime drama, you know, because once they could move the cameras around and they could do car chases and they could do action, then they had meat for Westerns to do things with horses and wagons. They had enough where they could sustain 60 minutes. But you still felt sometimes with an hour that there was some padding there. But 30 minutes, you know, you really... boom, boom, you did it.
Yes.
Sometimes it felt abrupt, but sometimes it felt just perfect.
Yeah, and again, it only feels abrupt if you're watching it with 2021 eyes, or if you're watching it with the eyes of someone who's accustomed to, you know, the evolution of television shows over the past 30-something years, where storytellers, producers, writers, they take into consideration that the audience can assimilate, you know, sophisticated storytelling. Whereas back then, because the concern was, well, if we don't remind the audience what the story is about every 5 or 10 minutes, they're going to change the channel. That was the concern back then. And so, you know, they would repeat a lot of story points every 5 or 10 minutes. That was the style. But when you look at it that way, it's kind of fun to watch a show like Man with the Camera, all 29 episodes of Man with the Camera, available through MPI home video. We mentioned before, if this were done in the 70s, it would be a gimmick show, the gimmick being, you know, Charles Bronson is a crime-solving photographer. He's in a profession where he has no business doing detective work, you know, solving crimes or doing army investigations, yet circumstances bring him into these situations. He's not a detective, although he often thinks like one. There's an episode called Portrait with a Killer with an interesting actor named Tom Pittman, in which Bronson's character, Mike Kovac, uses his skill as a to make the story short, Bronson's character is kidnapped by this sociopath played by Tom Pittman. And Bronson uses his skills as a photographer to release a series of photographs to the newspapers and to the police to let them know where his whereabouts are. And one of his colleagues at the newspapers piece the pieces together and rescue Charles Bronson at the last minute. So it's kind of fun to think of it, Greg, because we think of Charles Bronson as the strong but silent hero of Death Wish, you know, a guy who doesn't need any help extricating himself from situations. But because he's a civilian finding himself in dangerous situations, he does need the help of the police or other people to get him out of situations sometimes. One of my favorite episodes of the ones I've sampled so far, Ruta Lee has a nice role. Without giving too much away, Ruta Lee saves Charles Bronson's life.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun. He's also a very resourceful character. Besides having all state-of-the-art camera equipment available for 1958, 1959, he has some, the equivalent of micro mini cameras that he hides on his person sometimes, in case a thug played by Theo Marcuse steals his main camera. That way he can, you know, at the very end, I gotcha, because I got a second camera, you know. So it's kind of cool. We mentioned Tom Pittman, character actor who did a lot of Western movies and TV shows. This is something you'll only find out if you Google it. And the fun thing about watching a show like Man with the Camera, Public Defenders, is that you can whip out your phone and look up things as you're watching it, you know, and sort of provide your own running commentary. Tom Pittman was one of those good-looking actors, did a lot of Westerns in the early days of television. But he emulated, like a lot of actors in their 20s, he emulated James Dean. Live hard, drive fast. And he tragically died in a car accident in October of 1958. And here's the irony. He died within 1 week of when his Man with the Camera episode aired.
Wow.
Yeah. That's one of the factoids you'll know about, you know, as you enjoy Man with the Camera. Guest stars include Angie Dickinson, Yvonne Craig, a pre-Billy Jack Tom Laughlin, Harry Dean Stanton, Gavin McLeod, Grant Williams, Sebastian Cabot, and many, many more. No extra features to speak of, but if you like Charles Bronson, if you like early 1950s style, 30-minute, hard-hitting, melodramatic, dramatic shows from the late 1950s, Man with the Camera, the complete series, produced by Desilu Studios. Produced by Desilu Studios. Available on DVD through our friends at MPI Home Video. You can read Greg Airbar twice a month, cartoonresearch.com. Greg, we'll see you again soon.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.